Welcome back. We're pleased to welcome back to the program folks from Quincy College to get a little update on how their summer has been going and what's coming up for the fall. So Megan Giovannoni is here. This is a great title for anybody in any position. Vice President of Student Success and Partnership. I love that.
Thank you.
That really just spells it out. You are in charge of making sure students are successful.
That's right. And usually when I welcome new students, particularly at our new student orientations and whatnot, I explain to them that it's one of the greatest jobs, but it's also one of the most difficult pieces of making sure that they're successful at the college.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's good.
It's more than just making sure they're doing good in classes, right? It's the whole picture.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So how long have you been doing that now?
I've been with the college almost 8 years.
Oh, okay.
And in that time have just had the opportunity to wear a lot of different hats, everything from helping with our first year seminar courses to our dual enrollment and early college designations, as well as helping with a lot of our internal support, such as academic advising, tutoring, and coaching.
Yeah, this college has grown so much in such a short period of time and really serves a particular niche and need, you know, in the community for sure.
Absolutely.
And one of them is helping high school students earn college credit while they're still in high school.
Yes, yes it is.
You took no breaks over the summer at Quincy College, basically, right?
We did not. Yeah. While a lot of folks were winding down and the school year was ending, we were gearing up for our third early college summer academy, which kicked off right at the end of June.
Okay.
So we've had a busy summer.
Wow. Now, how does that work?
So really what we do, the process for this starts during the spring semester, really as early as January, and the folks at both Quincy High and North Quincy High help tremendously with the recruitment of students who might want to participate in this summer program. So they're reaching out to students in grade 9, 10, 11, and even those who just graduated this past June to tell them about the opportunities that they have to take courses right here at Quincy College over the summer. And we've been very fortunate in that there has been a tremendous interest. We usually have everything finalized somewhere around April, May, and then we welcome all the students to the campus at the very end of June, and then the classes kick off right after the 4th of July.
Okay, and which students are eligible? How does a student become eligible to attend early college high school?
Yeah. So our primary focus is really on students who are already enrolled in the early college high school program. As you may know, we have about over 300 students currently enrolled in early college high school between both high schools. So we do prioritize and give kind of first choice to those students. And then we also invite other students at QPS who may be interested.
Okay.
This year, we were privileged enough to also invite students from Avon Middle High School who participated in a pilot early college program this past academic year.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And what do they have to do once they're in the program? What are the requirements, the responsibilities?
Yeah, so it actually is a big ask for a high school student.
Yeah. Especially over the summertime.
Absolutely. Just when the weather's getting nicer and all your friends are heading off to the beach or off to their summer jobs or vacations.
Right.
We had over 300 students coming here to take classes at minimum twice a week.
Wow.
So these students are committing to 4 to 4.5 hours a day for either 2 days a week or 4 days a week, depending on how many classes they decide to take. Wow. They can take one or two classes.
Okay, all
yeah.
right. And what do they earn at the end of that?
So first and foremost, they have really a hands-on introduction to what it is like to take classes at Quincy College. They are working with our professors, they're using our facilities, they're being held to the same standards that a college student would be held to. So I think even though that's not necessarily a numerical thing that you can kind of itemize and say, oh, I got this. It's something that they are able to take with them even after they're done with the summer. But as far as what they earn, they'll earn 3 to 4 college credits per class.
Okay.
So we have many of our students earned between 6 and 7 credits by taking 5 to 7 week classes this summer, which is actually exceptional given the amount, the way the credits can impact their success after they graduate from high school. And when you think about it, really the short period of time that they need to dedicate to this summer academy.
Yeah, it's very intense, right?
It is,
and
it is.
Growing.
It's continuing to grow. So we've jumped almost by 100 students from last summer to this summer, which is incredible. And we've added some additional pathways to the overall summer academy, which also resulted in increased enrollment.
Yeah, can you attribute the increase to anything in particular, Megan? What are the kids telling you? Why are they interested in it?
Yeah, I think what's really nice about working with Quincy Public Schools is that students do talk about their experience to their friends and to their families, yeah. And so word does travel. So, you know, while we like to think that maybe a new flyer or, you know, a new visitation helps, I think that does, but I do think good news travels fast.
Word of mouth is still the best form of advertising.
It really is. It really is. Yeah. And we had students telling us this year that there was really just a buzz in both of the high schools about this opportunity.
Really?
Now, we also increased the number of classes that we offered early college. So those folks who had maybe participated in the program previously had new classes that they could choose from this summer as well.
All right. And what kinds of curriculum do you offer? What programs do you offer?
Yeah, we touch upon really everything. So we do intro to biotech, we have an A&P course, we have public speaking, we have writing for professionals, we have computer science and website design classes, we have a sociology course. So we really try to hit all of not only the core pieces of an education, but also those that students might just generally be interested in.
Okay.
So there's really something for everyone.
And they have to pass them, right? I mean, this is not a give me. This is a real deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because one thing that our facilitators were very clear about when this program started this past summer is that you are now assuming the responsibility of a college student.
Right.
So while the student may not have to pay anything aside from their time to be in this program.
Oh, yeah, by the way, it's free.
It is free. And so with that, while free is so great, we also sometimes worry that if it's free, we still want the students to take it extremely seriously.
For sure.
Because this is something that lives on their transcript. And so you're absolutely correct. The student does need a final grade of anywhere between a 75, 73 or higher in order to get the credit for that course. If they don't pass the class, they're not getting the credit.
Okay.
So it is something that students need to take very seriously.
Okay. And can they take it again? Does that count against them or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, typically when a student is enrolling in a college credit class and they don't pass the class, that is something that remains on their transcript.
Okay.
So it is something, if you kind of fast forward, may be a conversation with an admissions team down the road if someone were to say, what happened with this class? Now that is not our goal at all. We intend to provide students with kind of wraparound support so that they're able to work on anything that they may have concerns about.
Right, absolutely. But these are highly motivated students, aren't they? I mean, they have a clear direction, they have a path that they're following.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've been really, really lucky with the caliber of student who's participated in these programs. Our instructors often say during the summer and even after the summer is done, I have the pleasure of getting emails and follow-ups from folks who have taught these students, and they've said these students are incredible. It's clear that they want to be here, that they're motivated, and that they're really doing their best.
And it doesn't end after summer.
We keep going.
So many different programs that are available now for high school students to take advantage of while they're still in high school, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the early college program continues to grow, which we're so thrilled about, but there's several other programs that we now have in the works with QPS as well.
Let's run down those if we can to give folks a little sense for what's available.
Absolutely. And I may have mentioned this in the past, but we have our Accelerated Associate Degree Pathway Program.
Yes.
So we are now entering our second year of this program.
Okay.
Last year we had 14 grade 9 students participate, and all 14 are continuing this fall, which is exciting. As a reminder, this program allows students with the opportunity to actually fully earn an associate's degree from Quincy College at the same time that they graduate from high school.
Amazing.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
Again, going back to being a motivated student, it certainly, you know, targets a student who is ready to make that commitment to their academics, both as a high school and a college student. But we've seen tremendous success in this first year, and starting this fall, we will have 22 new grade 9 students joining that pathway.
Okay, so that's growing as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, and so that really sets them up for choices in the future, right, once they graduate high school.
It really does. Yeah. Not only the choices, but also having that associate's degree already as part of their, essentially, college application when they are ready to take that next step.
And are those transferable, Megan, if they wanted to take it to another institution? They are. Okay.
They are. They're transferable the same way any other Quincy College credits would be. You know, one thing we always remind any high school student of, and I know guidance counselors do this as well, is that at the end of the day, it's always up to the school that the student transfers to decide how the credits will
be
applied.
Okay.
However, when a student comes in with an associate's degree, it's showing they have it all done.
Right.
So it's less of a picking and choosing.
Yeah.
It's showing I already have this credential.
Or translated to some of the baccalaureate programs at Quincy College.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And
I appreciate you mentioning
yeah.
that because they are. They're already you know, more than halfway with
right.
this program done.
And that's also free.
It is. It is. The Accelerated Associate Degree Program is also free. It is a kind of almost a branch from the overall early college high school program.
Yeah.
When we're talking to students about the difference, we like to say the early college program, those are classes that are happening during the school day
mm-hmm.
as part of your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
With the accelerated program, there's still that early college component, but the student and the family does need to understand that there will be classes to be taken over the summer or at the Quincy College campus. So it is a little bit of a different commitment.
Yeah, and it's expanding it to other school systems as well, right?
We are
yeah.
expanding early college to other districts, which is really, really exciting. Quincy Public Schools has given us such a strong foundation to
yeah.
build this program, and we continue to use QPS as really the model as we develop these programs at other high schools.
Mm-hmm.
This past summer, actually, mm-hmm. while we were running the Summer Academy, we got the incredible news that we have been designated as an early college partner with Avon Middle mm-hmm. High School. And so that was part of why we had some of those students involved with our Summer Academy. And so starting this fall, we will be launching our grade 10 and grade 11 students at Avon to participate in early college with Quincy.
Wow. Do you hope to add other systems in the future as well?
We do. Really? We're currently working with Weymouth, Holbrook, as well as Brockton to put proposals for designation together for the 26-27 school year.
Okay. And is that something that needs approval at the state level or just at the local? Oh, it does need state level.
It does. Okay. It's a state process,
okay.
so it involves several people coming together,
okay.
and it's really a collaborative effort between Quincy College and the high school leadership.
Okay. But, I mean, really, you built the groundwork already, so
we have.
I would think that would give you a leg up
absolutely.
On the approval process. That's great.
Absolutely.
There is also dual enrollment. There
yes.
is a cost for the dual enrollment program, right?
There is,
yeah.
there is. And dual enrollment continues to be something that we have expanded to so many districts, including Quincy and North Quincy High School. There is a cost for dual enrollment. Quincy College does not receive direct funding from the state to cover the cost of dual enrollment. So we try to keep the charge as minimal as possible. It is $350 for a 3-credit class, or $450 for a 4-credit class, which tend to be your science classes with labs. And the dual enrollment program is really a good option for those students who maybe are heavily involved in high school with sports or extracurriculars or jobs, but they still want to find a way to earn college credit, but maybe they can't commit the way that an early college student or an accelerated student may.
Okay.
So these are specific classes that have been aligned with Quincy College courses that a student is enrolled in at the high school level.
Okay, so that they take them at the high school?
They do.
They do, okay.
We work with high schools directly to ensure that the instructor who's teaching the class at the high school and the curriculum meets the Quincy College criteria, but it really breaks down any barriers for students because they're able to still stay at their high school, earn the college credit, and continue on with their other activities.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, during the school year, do they finish their high school day and then they go to their college day within the same building? Is that how it works?
It's actually embedded into their school schedule.
Oh, all right.
So there
okay.
is no change in where they need to go,
yeah.
where they need to be, and I think that's part of the reason why Quincy College has been able to work with so many high school districts
yeah.
because we do have a unique model in that we try to make it as accessible and seamless for the high school as possible.
Yep.
I know there's other institutions where they require the student to physically come onto their campus.
Yes.
We do not operate that way.
Okay.
And so we've been fortunate enough. We have over 25 dual enrollment high school partners currently and always looking to expand and have been grateful for that.
Yep. And the programs we've talked about, these are all, none of these are online, right? These are in-person
Correct.
Instruction.
They're all in person,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What's coming up in the fall for Quincy College? Yeah.
Yeah, we're continuing to grow, like I said. So we will continue our early college high school pathway programming with Quincy and North Quincy High School. We continue to involve grade 9 students now as well. So we're fortunate enough to have folks at both of the high schools who will provide an intro to early college course and then an intro to computers course for those early college students. We'll also continue to provide expanded dual enrollment opportunities. We're most recently working with, as I mentioned, Brockton, and also working with Norton, Mansfield, and Easton. So we're kind of expanding into that part of the state a little bit as well, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
And as far as our accelerated program goes, the students that I mentioned earlier, those incoming grade 10 students, will now be taking a new kind of course load of classes this year as they work towards their college degree.
It's incredible. It's really becoming a regional educational institution. Yeah.
It absolutely has, and just the savings alone that these Quincy families are experiencing as a result of this, since the inception of these programs back in 2021, families have saved up to around $2.5 million in tuition and fees.
Astounding.
So it's incredible.
Yeah. Great to catch up with you, Megan. Thank you so much for stopping by. Please come back.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Take
You're
care.
Welcome.